Welcome to another fun episode of My Two Cents. And really, for real, guys, if you've come this far with me, if this is not the first time you're listening to my podcast, if this is not your first episode, maybe you've listened to like 4 to 3 to 5 episodes, or you've been following each and every one of my episodes back to back, I definitely do owe you something. Trust me, oh my God, I owe you something, all right? And this is what I'm going to do. So I want you to chat me up, all right? So just chat me up on WhatsApp, 08037106547. I have never done this before, put up my number there, but I don't care who's listening. Definitely, if you have listened more than once, if you have listened more than 4 times, if you've listened more than 5 times, please do chat me up. I really need to know you. I really need to personally appreciate you, okay, in the way that I can. Thank you very much for coming back here on My Two Cents. And yes, it is a wonderful evening, and I kind of feel like I want to know how I sound right now, because I just got this lapel mic to sort of upgrade my recording feedback and sound. And I've tested it a lot of times, trust me. Before this recording, I did a lot of testing mic. I don't know how to do all of the stuff, but I did a lot of stuff. I tested it and it sounded really nice in my ear. But tell me what you think. Compare it to the other productions of other episodes and tell me if there is an improvement, definitely, which is what I'm trying to achieve with the lapel mic. But I think it's working really fine for me so far, and hopefully it is working for you. So I hope you've been good. I hope you've been doing great. I hope you've been doing amazing. Today is November 29th. We're sliding into December. I'm excited. You know what? This is the thing for me for when it comes to December. No matter how the year has been so far, I'm always super, super duper excited about December. I'm always happy to see the month of December. And I feel like that's something that we all need to be grateful for. I know a lot of people say, oh, there's no difference. December is just another month. January continues, you know. But I feel like the fact that we all have 1 month in the year where we all cherish and where we're all excited and we're all just celebrating one thing, it means a whole lot to me. And there are also a lot of people who would feel like, oh, I haven't achieved all of the stuff that I wanted to achieve this year, or the year hasn't been good to me. But there's just something about December. It's just beautiful. Well, I'm going to leave a special podcast for the month of December. But today I just wanted to share with you something that happened, something that came to mind one day when I was coming back from church. So we have security men at estate gate who are always basically just standing there and just watching out for stuff and all. And whenever it is 7:30, they basically lock the gate, or more like they close the gate. And then for everyone who has to pass, you have to pay them what they would call tithe or offering, or whatever it is. Once you get to the gate, they tell you, pay me something or give me something before you pass. Or, you know, I in so many occasions, I've seen people squeeze 50 naira into their hands. I've seen people squeeze 100 naira into their hands just to pass. Now, I have never done that, by the way. I have never, and I don't intend to. There are a lot of times when I get there and it's as if it's going to become an argument. I basically just come down from the bike and I walk into the estate. I refuse to pay them because, first of all, guys, we hired these people. Yeah, the estate came together, hired the security people to watch at the gate. Now, how do you, in the name of I'm trying to secure the estate, you're taxing the people who live in the estate who hired you? I've never felt the need to pay them. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I don't know why they should be at the gate collecting money from the people who live in the estate. But anyways, so this whole thought came to my mind when I was coming back one day. And I saw them standing at the gate. One of them just, okay, it was almost 7:30, but it wasn't yet 7:30, so I could pass. But when I was passing, I saw him just coming out from his, you know, small house where he stays at the security unit. And then he was just stretching, you know, in his, like, ready to get to work, make some money today, and all of that. And that basically inspired this whole episode. I thought to myself, I don't know when the problem of Nigeria is actually going to be solved and if it will ever be solved, because it's almost like corruption is in the bloodstream of every darn person. And no offense, but I feel like the reason why the people who are below are agitating or agitated by the negligence of the people who are above is simply because they're not the ones who are above. And let me just explain this for you in simple terms. A couple of months ago, all weeks ago, we came out in our drones and in our thousands complaining and protesting, saying end SARS, end this, end that. We don't want bad government, end corruption. Who is bad government? Who is corruption? And who is SARS? SARS are the set of people who have been given the tiny power. And let me not even say tiny power because they have guns. I mean, duh. But let's just say there are people who have authority or who have power and are misusing it. That's just what I understand by SARS. And so anyone who is in a position of authority or who has a little power, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, and they're misusing it, they're also SARS. So basically, all of us are SARS at the end of the day, because I've seen people misuse power. Power intoxicates. And the reason why some people actually, I know we're all protesting for a better government, and I know probably a couple of people will come for me and say, oh no, the protest is legit. Cool, good and fine, it's legit. We have the right to have a good governor. We have the right to have a good president. But the truth of the matter still remains the fact that when people find themselves in positions of authority, I mean, let's think about it. It's been years going over and over, counting back to the 90s, back from the time of Nnamdi Azikiwe, and then they handed over to the people that handed over to who took power over from them. And we have certain people to represent us. Why is it that we have people who go into that position, who become president or whatever a political position that they attain, and they still do the same thing that therefore the fathers of people before them did? It's ridiculous. It is still the fact that power intoxicates, and absolute power intoxicates absolutely. I mean, even if it's just that 1 minute of power that security man has to intimidate people at the gate or harass people or tax people, that's his moment. That's his moment of being a SARS official. That's his moment of being a corrupt president or a corrupt governor. That's his moment of, what is the word that I'm going to use to quantify how terrible and horrible what he's doing is? And the same thing happens for people in different positions of authority. Maybe you are a secretary, and before someone has to see your boss, they have to pay you a certain amount of money or something, or be nice to you, extra nice to you than the person who wanted to see him, that you denied seeing him or denied access. You know what I mean? So everywhere you find yourself and you're intimidating people or you're taxing people or you're harassing people or basically just making life difficult for people, there is nothing that makes you different from a SARS official. It's just the fact that you don't have a gun. Because if you had a gun, you probably would kill someone. Okay, so while we're here condemning this set of men, let's also understand that in our own ways, we're bullies. The average Nigerian is a bully. The conductor is a bully. The driver is a bully. Your cardaman is a bully. People, they're just bullies. There's not tons of bullies on the internet called trolls. People who literally, you know, leave to attack you on the internet. Just say one thing. Just make one post and they're at you. This thing, it has to begin from us, to be honest. I mean, we need to look within ourselves. And while you're out there protesting, if there will be another protest, I feel like the question that you need to ask yourself is, will I act differently if I'm in the position of those people who have to, in the name of securing the masses, you know, intimidate them and harass them and attack them in the way that they can? If I had a gun, would I just feel trigger happy and then shoot someone because they refuse to do what I want to do? Everyone wants to be in a position of power. And when we find ourselves in that position of power, then we misuse it and then we don't know what to do with it. So before you think about protesting or going out there to protest, you need to look within yourself and ask yourself, if I'm in this position, will I act differently? So that you don't come off as a hypocrite who is criticizing other people for what you are doing in your own little space. All right? Yeah, this is just my two cents, and I felt like dropping it here today. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at UC_Royal, and of course on Twitter, it's the same thing at UC_Royal. On Facebook, I am Uchenna Osinachi, and at the beginning of this podcast, I dropped you my phone number. So make sure you contact me. Feel free to drop your comments. I would really, really love to hear from you. Thank you very much. Bye.